ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was showing Leroy during the break, Brad Marchand getting, he ended up getting fined $5,000 for that. But
like, you, did they watch, why did he get fined $5,000? Did you see what the guy did?
Yeah, he cross-checked him.
Right.
He cross-checked him, and then he ripped the guy's helmet
so
apart.
So is that legal, the cross-check?
No, that's okay. Penalty. No, you're not supposed to do that.
So where's the officials in this?
Where's the officials in him getting fined?
No.
Oh, I don't know. But he got his get back, and man,
he tore up his helmet.
Tore up his helmet, and the Panthers, who have lost four in a row, Saturday was frustrating. They had a gazillion power play chances, couldn't score, and now Mikkola's hurt. We'll keep an eye on that, see what's up with him. But man, it's been a tough after the first three. This road trip's been hellacious, Leroy, for the Cats.
You know what? Of all the teams in this city, they always seem to keep it in perspective, and everybody remains calm, and they fight through it.
They'll be back in action tomorrow. Marchand makes his return to Boston. Also, I want to wish well wishes to Brandon Montour, who, former Cats champ, he apparently took a personal leave to be with his family from the Seattle Kraken. No details on it, but wishing the best for Montour. We're taking your calls here on the Dolphins' loss or Canes, whatever you guys want to spit on from the weekend. It was a bad one. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Saw Will Manso just tweet out. Heading on over to the Dolphins facility. Business as usual for Mike McDaniel's Monday press conference.
Well, should we get like an count? And go, ta-ting!
You want to just do an official count tomorrow? You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. For you, I'll do that research.
I'm just trying to make...
Lighten the mood
light
a little bit.
...of a god-awful situation. And I've been on a team that was 3-13. And the only difference is I wasn't a pro long enough to understand the chaos that was going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand this. You got that stink on you, no matter what you do. Like,
it's rough, man.
Right.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
What do you got for us today?
I promise to keep it clean. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So let me tell you about my day yesterday, and then I'll get into what I really want to say. You know, I had no expectations, and I went furniture shopping with my wife yesterday instead of watching the golfing game. I followed the score, and honestly, I was much better off going shopping for furniture than watching the Dolphins.
Better for mental health.
I'll put that in perspective.
And you got some honeydews, so.
You got some points.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I spent some money, so yeah. There you go. Anyway, so I don't know if this has been brought up, but, you know, honestly, Tua has regressed. We can't deny that. Maybe the concussions have caught up with him. Maybe the game is too fast for him right now. And, you know, that what separates, you know, listen, these guys are good, all of them. But what separates them from the great is the speed of the game. The game is too fast for him right now. okay? And in any sport, the slower the game for the superstar, that's why they're superstars. It's the speed of the game. And it's too fast for him. He can't play anymore. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Second thing is Mike McDaniels cannot lead men. He does not know how to lead men. He may be brilliant, offensive-minded guy, but he's not a leader of men. And you know, if he had any chutzpah, so to speak, I would resign and let somebody else take over the reins.
Hold up. Yeah. I was with you. Whoa. I was with you. All the way until you said he should resign and just give up that money.
He should resign out
like,
of chutzpah.
Come on, man. Ain't nobody. I don't care how much you suck at your job. You ain't going to just volunteer to stop getting paid.
I don't think I can do this anymore, boys.
We owe you $19 million, but if you resign, we don't owe you nothing? Who's taking that deal?
Nobody.
So, like, I understand what you're saying.
Speaking of
and here's what I would say about the game has sped up for Tua. Could it be the protection that has sped up the game for him?
I think
to some extent.
I think the protection, and I think the idea that he's taking a lot of hits.
It could, like, it could make him a little shell shot. Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely think it's PTSD. I don't think it's even all mental. I think that body's taking a lot of wear and tear, thrown around a lot, and yeah, he's just his decision making is terrible. I mean, It's really bad, and it's been bad. It's been bad all year. He leads the league in interceptions.
To be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes to that traffic cone thing, that you drop players in traffic cone areas and that's where they're going to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call, bro. I love the show.
Thank you.
Listen, man, all I got to say is I'm a 90s baby, man. I'm a father of a 3-year-old, and, you know, us as fathers, we're supposed to do the best for our kids. I'm at the point, brother, I might have to convince my son to not cheer for the Dolphins. Oh, I don't want him to go through what I'm going through, man. You know, I would defend.
They'll figure it out on their own, Chris. You know, I have a 10-year-old or soon to be 10-year-old, and he sees that score yesterday. He looks up. He goes, "We're cooked." And then he looks at me and he goes, "Dad, have you ever thought about betting against your team when they're bad?" And I'm like, "Not a bad solution, Tommy. That was pretty good."
No, I hear you, man. You know, but it's just, you know, my high school days, my college days, now, you know, fatherly days. Man, it's never really like a great, yeah, we've had some good games, you know, against Tom Brady's back in the days. You know, we had some, back in 2022. I get it. But it's just, it's tiring, man. You know, I used to defend Tua all the time. And I love the guy. You know, most of the games here, you know, he did some great comebacks. You know, the defense looks suspect. But, man, when is enough enough? For Christ's sake, man, they're cursing on your show.
Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you. No, we've lost all sense. And then yesterday, I didn't even know what he was talking about. Dan, did you hear him yesterday after the game? Like, were you very confused by what he was like? I don't like how I've carried myself this year. And I was like, Tua, love you, baby. All right, I know you're trying to do the reverse from what you did the week before. Tua, take some advice from old Tobes. The podium is not a therapy couch, okay? Just do us a favor. Say I got to do better and walk off. But we're getting philosophical breakdowns from him.
He got to linger.
Right? Yeah, linger. Dude. There's got to be somebody at the facility. I'm sure you guys have everything over there. Someone's got a couch you can lay on and just dump this all on. The podium is not the place for this. And again, nobody in the media is not going to be appreciative of vulnerability and honesty from your athletes, but I just think someone needs to tell them, hey, man, stop talking right now.
You know what you need?
Stop.
They need to go in there with that that Grammy music. So when he starts answering questions, coming up next.
Here we go next. Bradley Chubb explains what happened on those penalties.
Dude, here's the thing. I used to always say this to people. Sometimes if you're a defender and there's a lot of penalties is because you're grabbing because you can't cover the guy across from you. It's conversely, on the offensive line, if it's the same guy always getting the holding penalties or whatever, it's because he can't block the guy across from him. But, like, holy smokes.
How about when the ball popped up right to Larry Borum? It's like, I got the ball.
We saw somebody do that.
Yeah, Rob Hunt, he didn't know. He's like, I didn't know that was against the rules.
And wish I had him.
Well, he's hurt right now.
He's hurt right now.
Right. He's right up in par. This would be when Chris Greer loves him.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I just traded for Robert Hunt.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw Kim Bocamper said on the CBS postgame show that Stephen Ross and Tom Garfinkel walking down to the locker room did not look happy.
Now?
Good. I'm glad they didn't look happy. I hope. Reap what you sow. Make a move already then, dude, if you're not so happy.
I don't think any of them feel the consequences of this for whatever reason. Because there's certain things that Chris Greer has done that if he really believed that his ass was on the line, he wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you need to turn it around, the last thing you're going to turn it around with is an injured player. That's facts. You can't turn it around with a player that's not on the field.
Do you think he gets like an extra level of satisfaction? Like, has he signed an injured guy that got through?
And he's like, yeah, nailed it. Bargain. I just got a Lamborghini for half the price.
Right.
It don't have an engine and it only has 3 tires. Because
he's like a crypto bro. Like, it's like, oh, I got the latest coin. I got the latest token. It's like, I think Bitcoin's the only one that seems like it's flowing right now, dude. Nah. This is Greer coin. Latest and greatest.
Those jerseys are hideous.
Oh. I told you, those Chargers jerseys are rough. Like, not a good look.
It kind of looks like Georgia Tech from afar.
Yeah, a little bit. Mo Skrilla, what's up, man?
Hey, Dr. Tobin. Hey, Dr. Leroy. Dr. Dave. I come in to talk to you guys.
Take a seat, Mo Skrilla. Take a load off, dude. What do you got to say?
Man, I just wanted to tell like the fans like me, that's just boycott. You know what I'm saying? Stop going to the games. Stop buying merch. Channel 4, Channel 6, Channel 7, just block. This is like a blackout. It's a blackout, the game. Don't even show us the game. NFL, don't even get them a free trip to Spain. They don't even deserve to have a vacation.
No paella for them.
Just find another team, you know what I'm saying? They don't need to go. And, like, just get the rat out of there, man. Let's just get the rat out of there and let it start all over. Because Flores told y'all, you know, the rat wasn't no good. He ain't got no cheese. And to start over, man, get like my boy Frog Boy always say, get somebody mobile.
Oh, don't give him any more hair. See him, Oscrilla.
Oh my! Hey, OG's boy had
he had a day. Yeah, he had like
7 for 160.
Yeah, I saw that.
164. Yeah.
Colts though, 6-1.
Who saw that?
Not me, dude. Not me.
You know why?
They can thank Tua for that, sparking all of it.
Know why? Two words. Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Because you had it in your mind what Daniel Jones was. Same thing with Sam Darnold. Same thing with Baker Mayfield, right?
Crazy, dude. Is this Ross?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Ross?
Was that Kentucky bourbon you were medicating with last night?
It was the remainder of my Jack Daniels bonded. I may have to go to Kentucky bourbon next.
Come on, baby. Yeah, you got to go with some Maker's Mark or some Evan Williams or something. But anyway, that Mo Scrilla, don't worry, baby. I won't be back down there no more. I went to the Titans game on Monday Night Football last year, and then I'm 3 hours from Indy, so I went to the Indianapolis game this year. So they'll pay me to stay away from there. But I guess the only question I have for Leroy was, can we not just, like, every third series, throw a Hail Mary and try to get a pass interference instead of these – I'm going to pull the little bit of hair out I got left with these screen passes and these behind the – oh, my gosh, that's maddening.
I have been losing my mind all year.
Appreciate you, man.
I've been losing my mind all year about that.
It's crazy.
Right. Like, if you run 10 of them a game, at once you get past 5, it's the element of surprise is gone. Right? I'm telling you, you want the element of surprise? I'm telling everybody in football what the Dolphins should do right now. When the guy motions out to block for the screen, right? Instead of blocking the guy, because they're going to bum rush the guy that's going to catch the screen, have him slip and go right up the sidelines. Nobody's going to cover him because they're going to all go, and then you're going to have a guy wide open. I'm telling you, look. It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
I got a couple things here. Barry Jackson has just dropped a advanced stats on Tua Tagovailoa's regression. So I haven't read it yet, but I have a couple tweets that he's teased us with here. He's put the menu right outside the restaurant. He says 62% of Tua's passes haven't traveled 10 air yards, 44 behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
But on throws 10 to 19, he has 6 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, and a poor 75.2 passer rating per Pro Football Focus. Frankly, a cheaper player on a rookie deal should be able to do that. He also says 6-time Pro Bowl running back LeSean McCoy is among those who have seen enough of Tua. Quote, he stinks. When they paid him, I couldn't believe it. Why are they paying him? What are they paying him for? The gig's up, bro. Thank you, Shady. We appreciate you.
I mean, it's easy to say, it's easy to pile on, right? It's easy to say that. My whole issue is that there's other things that I see that he does now that they're not doing before, that they were doing before that he's not doing now. It's just with the all overall play designs, right? Like, not for nothing, if you're looking at those stats and you figure we got to do a certain thing with the football to make him successful, so's the defense. They got the same numbers.
Well, there comes a point in every game where they realize it's HN or nothing. Like, because then HN
right,
is, like,
exactly. So
like, that's what it is.
Here's
like,
what I would say. If you want to know whether Tua has it or not, don't try to finagle his way into plays. Call some plays that you think are going to be productive. Have him go out and execute them. And if he doesn't execute them, then fine. Right? But you trying to set up an offense, you're handicapping yourself more than you're helping.
And you do got to wonder at one point if Mike McDaniel really does feel like he has a regressed quarterback. He obviously seems to enjoy some level, and that was a bad first series by Quinn Ewers, but he seems to enjoy some level of development that's happening during the practice weeks. Like, you do wonder when he gets a wandering eye on this stuff. He's like, let's see what the kid can do. What do I have to lose other than my job?
Oh, Smitty. No, that's already gone.
Yeah, for sure. Smitty, what's up, man?
Well, I'd ask how you guys are doing, but I already know because I feel it for the last 20 years.
Not doing good, Smitty?
Man, oh, man. Hey, I don't know. What do we want to talk about? We want to talk Friday game? Just or do we want to talk about
whatever
Sunday
you want.
Game?
World is yours, Smitty.
All right. First Friday, real quick. Can we do anything else besides run up the middle and throw to the side? Same play over and over and over again. And the Dolphins? Dude, I said it. I told you guys this a couple years ago. You don't draft a quarterback from a running program. A guy that was already hurt. He was already hurt. I mean, you guys, come on, man. And like I said, we all know, I'm pretty sure I can ask you guys, honestly, did you really expect Miami Canes and the Dolphins to actually do okay?
I thought the Canes were going to win. I really did, Smitty. I didn't think they were going to lose to Louisville. I was expecting later in the year. I thought we'd get to like 8-0 or something like that, you know? 8-9-0, and then we...
Yeah, then we lose it. But you already know you're kind of expecting us to lose one of those games because we just don't have – I don't know what it is. We have all the talent in the world of Ohio State and everyone, but every single year it's stupid penalties, dumb mistakes.
We call that the swag penalties.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate you, Smitty.
Smitty was getting
– Smitty called it.
Here's what happens. All the callers have been very consistent with this.
Mm-hmm.
How you guys doing? Love your show. Then they start talking about the Dolphins. And then it builds. Smitty had about 5 more seconds he was going to cuss.
He was going to cuss, yeah. I felt that.
He was getting fired up.
Oh, man. Richie, what's going on, man? Richie? Baby in the background.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Unfortunate. Oh, well. Do one more. Mike, what's going on, Mike? Whoa.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, about the whole Dolphins thing, I'm already used to it. I'm used to the losing, the ups and downs, more downs than good. But the biggest problem I see with McDaniel and Tua and this whole offense is they've become so predictable in their play calling. It's either A-chain, the screens, or throwing a jump pass to Waddle. And they just can't do anything at all. And defenses already know that once you got his number, McDaniel, he can't adjust to anything. He's just going to keep trying to just do the same thing. Just instead of on the right side, he's going to call the plays to the left side. But it's the same plays. And my biggest flaw with this team is actually the defense. Because the defense actually has some potential and some athleticism in that squad. And they're underachieving so badly.
Well, they don't know the rules.
If you are to move, yeah, but
they're bad at knowing the rules.
From McDaniel,
the rules.
But if you are to move on from McDaniel, I mean, who are you going to use as your interim, Weaver? Because look at what he's doing with the defense.
No,
it's horrendous.
Here's the deal: they're not looking at a solution. They just want people gone.
Exactly.
So they don't care who the interim coach is.
Remember when the Colts did Jeff Saturday for the rest of the season? Can we do that? Can we just
they just want blood.
Can Zach Thomas coach us the rest of the year? I don't care.
Oh, preferably somebody that's been around football.
Anybody, it doesn't matter.
I would honestly love that.
I would love that too, right? See, boom, solved it.
No.
Boom,
it's
solved
be
it.
Somebody
thank you.
Who is
solved it. Zach Thomas the rest of the year.
Jason Taylor.
He's busy with the Canes. What? Don't do that.
There's a lot of busy coaches that when you call for the right job, they are unbusy.
Richie, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing today?
Nah.
Nah.
So, Tobin, Dr. Tobin, Dr. Leroy, hear me out for a second because I'm glad you're here today. I need you really bad.
Okay.
Okay? Richie from Boar's Head can do anything, but today I'm watching my grandchildren. We had a devastating loss, and they're making me crazy today. But before I hang up, they got something to say to you. So, here I am. In 2 weeks, guys, my beloved Mets get eliminated, and those stinking Marlins helped, okay?
That did happen.
Now, The Hurricanes lose to Louisville, my beloved Hurricanes. Then I'm watching my beloved Dolphins yesterday. Right. 1-6.
And then don't forget what the Heat are going to do. Don't forget what the Heat are going to do to the Knicks on Sunday, Richie.
I'm devastated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, unlike these other losers in South Florida, I look at the bright light. I seen the bright light. And you know what the bright light is?
What?
That my beloved Knicks are going to kill everybody in
You're getting
league
smoked on Sunday, Richie.
Heat fans
You're
going
to
so
get so embarrassed. I can't wait to see what Kalel Ware does to stupid Mitchell Robinson. That's stiff. I can't wait, dude. Carl Anthony Towns doesn't know what Bam Adebayo has in store for him. I mean, honestly, what is Jalen Brunson going to do trying to get past Offa? It's going to be an ugly showing for him, dude. It's
going to
be embarrassing for you, dude. I can't wait. I can't wait.
My grandchildren have something to say to the fans and everybody. Everybody out there, okay?
All right.
Yeah, my kids, let Dr. Tobin and Dr. Leroy know.
Dolphins
wow! What a great granddad. What are we doing on this show today?
First of all, it's Richie. So all the little Richies running around the house are going to be saying some of the same crap he says.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
This guy's a bomb.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. On FM 104.3 WQAM. Going to continue on with a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Also, want to remind you guys that tomorrow, every hour here on QAM, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to Heat Knicks opening night. So keep on listening. Heat Knicks opening night tickets. Got those every hour on the show from the start of Joe Rose's show all the way through ours. And we'll have a little funsies with ours, huh? It's a Tuesday. Need some fun. You know? Things did look better for the Heat, by the way, on Friday. You know, it wasn't all, you know, that very deceiving score that end of that fourth quarter. You know, the G Leaguers and the Grizzlies started getting hot from three. Overall, good performance.
Why can't the Heat get hot from three?
Well, you know, sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't, you know?
They don't.
Now the real season starts. We're going to get it going. We're going to get it going, dude. Telling you.
You're Bam hoping, looked, you know you're hoping on something that hasn't happened in 2 years.
Bam looked good. Bam looked comfortable. Was happy with that. Oh. Norman Powell looks comfortable. Khalil Ware. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Nico back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyler Herro says he's a week away from being on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happening for us, baby.
I got you.
All right. You know what we do this week? Mm-hmm. We make a statement.
Yep.
To the powers of the East.
Yeah. You know what you're going to say next week?
What's that?
Just the first week, baby. They just feel
like
each other
out. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Don't say I'm going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Where do you think I get this from?
I don't know.
You. In previous years.
What do you got for our game balls and game bums?
All right. Game bums. I'm not going to give it to the Dolphins.
We should.
They've been game bums for all year.
Lifetime bum achievement award.
I'm going to give it to the Canes. Because you have a better group of men than what happened on Friday. And I always thought, and I still believe this, that this team has the makeup to be able to fight through those games where you don't have your best. And that didn't happen. And I was shocked that it didn't. I didn't think Louisville was going to be a pushover. Okay, because they do a lot of things you do well.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think that over the course of a game, you would overpower them. And the turnovers, and it was a sloppy football game. And you got to be able to fight through those when you're having those games if you want to, you know, reach your ultimate goal. So I'm going to give them a game ball because you play 2 games in a month. You should be ready.
Oh.
My game ball.
He's dreaded bye weeks, dude. Right. Like, they're supposed to be beneficial.
My game ball is going to go to young OG.
Oronda Gadsden
II. Yes.
Killed it.
7 catches, 164. Right? Balling. Now, you did look like what was the banana people?
Oh yeah. Well, they got
Savannah Banana. You were dressed like a Savannah Banana.
They did. They also were mocked yesterday for looking like minions from Despicable Me.
So, other than that, man, football been footballing all year. Giants.
Not here. It hasn't.
Not here. We haven't been footballing. The only way we could get football to football is when we play another team that's 1-5, and they mysteriously look like the 85 Bears.
All right, that's game balls and game bums. Unreal. Got a couple more lingering here. Whoa! Does he have his own hold music? Is that what's going on there? Is he putting us on hold?
He put us on hold!
Hold on. James, are you there? This makes me happy.
Let's go to the beach, bitch. And on the floor.
Wow.
Starships.
In fairness, he was holding for a long time. What's up, Marco?
Hey, what's up, my friends?
How are you?
Sound like Frank Kelly.
Hey, I expect the Canes. Oh, man, I'm bad, bro. Expect the Canes to lose more games. That's for sure. Dude, Leroy, man, my mechanism was mid-game. I just took my father-in-law to the church, bro. I haven't been in church since the 90s. So,
you found God?
It's tough. It just, yeah, man.
That's what happens.
So. I think this is what the Dolphins are doing to me, man. Listen, it just sucks that our goal this year is to suck more than the Jets this year. Being our goal is just like dumbfounded. But what can I tell you?
Two heavyweight champs.
To see if you guys, I know, man. And also, I just wanted to reach out to see if you guys saw that play when the game was done.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in Waddle back, and
God.
This little out route to him,
when
and
he got the RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, dude. So I really don't understand these. I know that the calls are ready, but that play was just like, are you really want to try to injure the last of what we have that's kind of decent, you know?
I was flabbergasted. No, thank you. This was crazy. I don't know if
so
you
So what happened? No, I was out. At that point,
Quinn Ewers,
I was sauteing onions.
Yeah, so Quinn Ewers was in the game, and for whatever reason, you got all the receivers. Malik Washington had gotten up from Tua trying to kill him. And so it was D. Eskridge. He was like, oh, okay. And then for whatever reason, they had Waddle in there in the blowout. And he throws a pass to Waddle so high. And then Waddle gets, he didn't even see it live, but when they go to the replay, the guy grabbed his face mask and basically spiked Jalen Waddle. And he landed like right on his back. And we were just sitting here being like, oh, he's not getting up. Like, I thought that was the end of Jalen Waddle. So he basically.
It wasn't even a penalty?
No, didn't call it. I think the refs were bored. Nope, just looked like an incomplete pass. But he was, he basically got hung out to dry. Just like Devon Achane did on the Tua pick, just like Malik Washington did. By the way, Tua, I know they don't have the yellow line out there, dude, okay? And I guess the chain gang's going away. But when it's fourth down, I need the throws to go past the sticks. Because you did it like four times yesterday where you're just like, all right, it's third and seven. I'm going to throw this 4 yards. Huh?
Hey.
Please. Can you give him a chance?
Can I give you a little lesson in defensive football?
Sure.
You know why that guy's open?
Because
the defense is lined up at the yardage marker, and they're going to come up and make the tackle.
Okay. Then how about then aren't they all going to be there to get after him?
Like, yes.
Don't you got to kind of press the issue a little bit?
You're hoping that, one, your receiver can squeeze a little more out of it and then break a tackle. But that's it. They're allowing you to catch that. They're allowing you to catch that every time. You ever notice? 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13. There's a lot of room underneath, and they're all standing at 12 yards.
He had like another one where he's like, I'm going to slide close enough. It's like, what?
Hey, what did I tell you about that?
What?
You said you weren't going to complain about it.
I wasn't complaining, but like.
No.
There was nobody.
No.
I'll get out of here.
We converted one third down yesterday.
No, I know. It was terrible. But I'm telling you, I say when the team's losing and Tua slides and doesn't try to get the first.
Yeah, but he should just throw the ball. Like, just throw the ball then.
Again.
What are you doing?
We had this conversation and not. Exactly. So next time we have this conversation, say, you know what? You're probably right.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna feel how I feel.
I know. I told you we're going to feel this way.
That was just one thing. If that was the only problem, I wouldn't bring it up.
It's his fault.
He says it's his fault.
I don't like the way I've been carrying myself this year.
I don't like the way you've been carrying that football or throwing it.
What's up, David?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thank you for the therapy session.
You're welcome.
Okay, enough of the Dolphins, this Canes thing. No more Friday night games because Saturday – I could not watch college football.
Me either.
I'm sitting here, I'm so infuriated with Carson Beck.
Yep.
And let me ask you something, Leroy. You play at the highest level. Two things, one on defense, one on offense. When they're throwing the ball that quickly, why aren't we playing bump and run? And on offense, why are we constantly going up the middle? Why can't we go off tackle? I mean, it's like they didn't adjust to anything.
Well, I'll tell you this about the run part of it first. Just because a ball, a run is designed to go there, if you have running backs that, have a little bit of idea what they're doing, they can run anywhere. So you're seeing the end result in where the play is designed to go, but the running back can still adjust and move accordingly. I think one of the reasons why I hate the outside run is it puts your lineman in a bad run fit, right? So when you run straight ahead, they're thinking powerful, 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 right? Let's just mash the guy in front of me. Double team to the linebacker. When you're doing outside zone and stuff like that, they're going lateral. And I think if you have a really good defensive line, once you start that lateral move, if they get aggressive, they push you back in the backfield. And that's why those runs weren't working as good as they normally have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, yeah, man, it's frustrating when you can see it. But the problem that coaches have in games sometimes, right? Is it execution or game plan?
Well, their execution was poor. I mean, like, they had a lot of penalties. They played with discipline.
Right. So that
means
they
couldn't take care of the football. Like, there were a lot of Kane's mistakes.
You don't tank the game plan when you're playing, you know, when you're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how you get caught up in that, too. The other thing is like, when you look at the Dolphins, like, they need to change it up. They need to run some deviations off of what they do. They need to try some stuff.
He's got nothing, dude. He's looking at that.
The best thing that happened, remember he tried to throw one of them little stupid bubble screens, and it got batted, and they jumped on it, and they called it a fumble because it was a lateral.
Yep.
And I'm like, the only guy who paid attention was the guy you bounced it to, and nobody else on defense offense, they just ran by, like incomplete pass. So, yeah.
You think he's listening now, or you think he still got us on hold?
Let's see.
No, wait. I think he's there. Hey, James, you there?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm here, man.
Oh, sorry, man. We were left with your Nicki Minaj hold music.
Hey, I'll tell you what, fellas, man. Hey, and bear with me, man, because this is the first time I've laughed since the season started, man. And this is just so disheartening, man. Ever since Marino left, we had something to hang on to. Either it was a defense or we had, you know, Ricky Williams. But now it just seems like we have nothing.
We have nothing.
Nothing, bro. And the thing that's crazy about it is, and I'll tell you this, man, I've been telling people this since last year. Tua and Chris Gray has to go. The problem is not Mike McDaniels. And I know before you guys jump down my throat, I say that because of this. Mike McDaniels is an awesome play caller, and he can just design them with the best of them. But what the problem Mike McDaniel has is he has Tua to work with. And when you have to design these plays for Tua to get, you know, the ball out of his hands quickly, as you can see, the rest of the league is caught up to that. And because of that, the man is not able to expand his playbook or expand how he calls his plays. So now we're just stuck with this. And he's been stuck with Tua.
Yeah, it is one of those things. It does feel like finally we're getting to the point of the relationship where, like, I could do this without you. And then Tua's like, I could do this without you. Like, they needed each other to get themselves out of this hole of, like, hey, you're always going to be the weird assistant guy, and you're always going to be the gimmick quarterback. And it's like they got the success, but now, like, they're starting to resent each other because of all the losing. Like, it's just gotten to that point. Like, I hate your face. Oh, I hate the way you talk. Mm. He goes, oh, okay.
Sounds like mommy and daddy right before the divorce.
Oh, man. Take a break. We'll hear a little bit from their banter post-game. It was a doozy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.